Okay, let's continue with the building up the full picture of the riff. All right, just have to piece certain things together here. And recognize the problems. See if we can deal with them. So first of all, one problem that we really came across already is his idea of linking up Min Bimino with Recha Milsa, right? So at most he can say that if you hold Recha Milsa, you hold Min Bimino Lo Bata. Like a deduction. If a person holds Recha Milsa, he must also be holding Min Bimino's Lo Batal, because he seems to be equating it to some small type of a presence that would be Batal unless you hold from an idea of no Bittal in certain cases. But he can't be saying that if you hold Min Bimino Lo Batal, you must hold Recha Milsa. How do I know that? Empirically. Because who holds Min Bimino's Lo Batal? Rabbi Yehuda. And who holds, and who is he saying Levi is holding like that Recha's Lav Milsa?
No.
Rabbi Yehuda.
Yeah,
right. There's Reb Meir and Reb Yehuda arguing about the Pas Chama on the Ayin on the Chavis Psucha.
Oh,
So he's saying that Levi's learning that Reb Yehuda himself, who is Mr. Min Bimino, right, he doesn't hold Recha Milsa. So you can't say that if you hold Min Bimino Lo Batal, you must hold Recha Milsa. That he's not saying. He's just saying, in order to hold Recha Milsa, you must hold Min Bimino Lo Batal. But that doesn't mean if you hold Min Bimino's not Batal, that you have to hold Recha Milsa. You could say, yeah, Min Bimino's Lo Batal, but Recha's not even a thing to... But the Recha's different. The Recha's is not like a Min Bimino. Okay, well, let's go a little further. But definitely, it does seem that he's definitely learning that Recha is something that's subject to Bittul, right? Something that if you hold Recha Lav Milsahi, then it does seem like he's saying it means it's Bittul. Okay, let's go a little further. I mean, the Ran says that Abaye holds, Kolisurim Shabbatov is Bashishim. So he doesn't hold Min Bimino's Lo Batal. And he still holds that the Bas Tihah is Usher. All right, that's a little bit of a problem. But anyway, let's take the next question. Next question is, now the verse is like this. V'had detani Rav Kahana pas she'ofo imatzli asura lo'ochlo bekutach. So what about the case of Rav Kahana, that the bread that you baked with the meat you can't eat with the milk, and the fish that was roasted with the meat, you can't. Rava Miparzika said you can't eat it with the chutach. So he says Lav ki Rav Asri bilachud. That doesn't mean they're holding like Rav. That doesn't mean they're holding Recha Milsa. That doesn't mean they're holding Recha Milsa. Ela filu ki Levi Asiri. Now he gets a big chiddush. Even Levi, who says Recha Lav Milsa, he would still say that if you cook bread, if you bake bread with meat, you can't eat it with milk. Right? Afilu Levi Asiri lemichlinu bekutcha. My timer. Since it's possible to eat the bread without the milk, right? You can eat bread without milk. Isharis luhu lemichlinu bikutcha. If we let him eat it with the milk, ishtakeach keman deshari latvuye boser shchuta bahade boser nevela lechatchila. That would be tantamount to saying, you can roast. That would be tantamount to saying you can roast. What? Nevela and shchuta together. That'd be the same thing as saying you can roast nevela and shchuta together. How? V'levi lo kashari hachin. El diavad. So now he's saying even Levi uses rechalav milsa, right? It's only b'diavad. Because that's the case. Buster that was roasted already. But not l'chatchila. So he's saying, so now this is the Rif's Chiddush though. If you allow somebody to eat the bread that was roasted with meat, to eat it with milk, since he can really eat it with parav or with meat anyway, so to allow him now to eat it with milk is like l'chatchila. The Halevi should tzoluk omar, v'lo omar tzolin l'chatchila. So that's the Rif's Chiddush. And as normally you should say that it's already bittul. I mean, if you're gonna say it works through bittul, right? So you should say it's bittul. Normally this is a different kind of an idea of l'chatchila. Because normally I would say like this. I would say in the bread it's bittul. I understand im v'al l'chatchila, fine. But over here it's already bottle. What am I doing now? All I'm doing is I'm taking bread that already had meat, reach of meat, bottle within it. So the bittul already happened. It's cooked. The bittul is over. Right. And so now I'm. Why can't I eat it with milk? Right? I understand. Maybe you say you shouldn't do it l'chatchila that way. You shouldn't intentionally roast meat and bread together with the idea of eating it together with the milk. Maybe you could say that's a problem of Ein Va'al Nisar, but of L'chatchila. But over here, the L'chatchila is in the Maisa Tzli. That's really what he's saying, Levi is saying. Levi is saying you can't do the Tzli to get L'chatchila. You can't effectuate the bit of L'chatchila. But over here, it's baked already. Right? It's like we say you can't use a pot that's an Eina Ben Yom L'chatchila. Right, but if somebody cooked in it already, so you can eat the food. That's not called l'chatchila. Right? So the Rif is saying, it's different though. He's saying, since over there's no other way to eat it, so it's always b'di'evit. But over here, since you have a choice, he's calling that like a l'chatchila. So you could eat it with bread, with milk, or you could eat it without milk. So eating it with milk, he's saying, somehow makes it like l'chatchila roasting nevela and shchuta together. And Levi never said you can roast l'chatchila. But it's a difficult svar. I mean, truth of the matter is that the roasting is over. The guy had no intention when he was doing the roasting. And now it should be good. Now it should be fine. That's what he says. He says, if we allow him to eat it together, it's keman deshori latvuye boser shchuta b'hade boser nevei l'chatchila. It's like saying it's mutter to do the roasting l'chatchila. And Levi never said that. See, he's bothered with Rav Kahana and Rava Miparzika. He doesn't want to say that they're coming out against Levi. Because they're later. He doesn't want to say that they're coming out like Rav. So he was trying to say even Levi would agree to that case. But how? How? It's bottle. Levi holds it's bottle already. So he says it's true it's bottle already, but Levi holds it's only mutter b'di'evid. But now that you're choosing dafka to eat it with kutach, and you could have eaten it another way, that's like a l'chatchila. To eat anything that was roasted with treif. If you had bread roasted with treif, if you had bread roasted with nevela in the same oven, so Levi would say you can eat it. Why? Because that's Bidi Evid. What else are you going to do? You're going to have to throw it away. So that's Bidi Evid. But over here, I can eat it anyway. I can eat it without milk. So he's saying to allow the person to eat it with the milk is like a lichatchila now. You can have an ex post facto lichatchila going to the ref. You can have a lichatchila after the fact, which is unusual.
The lashon, or is there a reason for
it? Right, and why can't you roast it to begin with? So, and why can't you roast it to begin with?
If reich is really nothing, then what's the difference?
Right. Yeah, after the fact, exactly. So now he's like this. Va'od, he has another reason. The high pas she'ofa imatzli, kevan deshori b'lechud below kutcha, havi lo kedavar she'ish lamatirin. And further, and also he says, why is it, even though we hold like Levi, that recha lav milsa, but he's saying, since that bread could be eaten without the kutach, right? The only reason you can't eat it with the kutach is because of the reach of the tzli. But since it could be eaten without the kutach, so then it's considered like a davar sheyesh lamatirin. And what? And there's a klal, davar sheyesh lamatirin, afilu be'elef lo batal. V'chol davar shu echad be'elef kireach ba'almu. V'afilu hachi be'elef lo batal. Ho v'yesh lamatirin. V'hai pas nami hachinu. V'lav mishum desfir lon kirav. Yeah, so the riff goes further out. He goes further out. And he's saying, what is Reach like? But now he's just sort of revealing his hand more. And what is Reach really like? It's like a one part in a thousand. Reach is like a one part in a thousand. It's like a combination of one in a thousand. That's what Reach is like. It's not Lav Milsa like it's a zero. It's Lav Milsa in the quantitative sense. Right, it's not enough of something. It's not enough of something to count. But that means it's a small something that is negligible. But that's bittul. But therefore it comes out like this, according to his last attempt over here. That what? That we have a rule called davar sheyesh lamatirin, ain a bottle afil be'elef lo bottle. Davar sheyesh lamatirin afil be'elef lo bottle. So what's the case of davar sheyesh lamatirin? What's the simple case of davar sheyesh lamatirin?
Egg that was born yantif?
Yeah, simple case is muksa. So you have something, you have an egg that was born on, an egg was nolad on Shabbos or whatever it is, yantif, and it gets mixed up in 1,000 eggs. So you'll say, since it's a davar sheyesh lamatirin, meaning to say tomorrow will be not muktzah, right? So it has its own heter. Just wait another day and it'll all be mutter. So then we say davar sheyesh lamatirin ain't a bottle. Afilu be'elef lo bottle. So therefore, he's saying that this is similar to that. That since there's a heter to eat the bread without the bittul. In other words, you could universalize. What does it mean, davar sheyesh lamatirin ain't afilu be'elef lo batal? He's saying it means like this. Whenever there's a way to eat the davar without the bittul, then midrabanan, we don't use the bittul. We don't use the bittul when it's not needed. Whatever the reason for that is, that's the way he's understanding it. That if the bittul is not necessary, because you can be eaten without the bittul, then there's no bittul. Mizrabanan, we don't apply bittul. So therefore, just like by the egg, I don't need the bittul because I can wait a day, right? And in a day from now, it'll be mutter, so therefore we say it's not bittul. So he's saying, so too with the bread. Since I can eat the bread with meat or with parav, so there's no need for bittul. So since there's no need for bittul, afilu be'elef lo batal. And reach is basically afilu is basically one in a thousand. So to put together his shita, what is he coming out with? I mean, what's he coming out with? What's his idea of recha? What's his idea of the machlokas? Oh, okay, so one thing. So therefore, it would also seem that's how he's learning Levi, the lechatchila, you shouldn't do it because it's like a bittel. You shouldn't cook shchuta and nevela together in the same oven because it's like being mevatel in lechatchila. He's learning like that. Stavri is learning. That's why Levi says it's only if it was done. But we never do bittel lechatchila. He's learning the whole thing of recha lav milsa means that it's not a significant milsa, and it's going to be a bittel, then it would seem that's the reason for the last two reasons are following that idea, that it's like a lechatchila. He's not sure. It's like a lechatchila, or it's a problem of davish yesh matirin. But there's one major problem with this last idea. There's just a factual problem. Because now he's saying recha lav milsa means it's like a bittel. And it's something you can't do lechatchila. Okay? But think back into our cases. There's one case that seems to be so that. The basic case. The Bastia. For two reasons. First of all, where's the bittel? Right? And second of all, Rava says it's mutl chachil. That, I think, the... Right, so that's what the Ran has, that question. Oh, he says, oh, the Rava dozel b'shitasi de Levi, shari b'vastia, filu chatchila. It says, l'chatchila, you see the Rava's mat l'chatchila.
How do we know it's l'chatchila?
That's the Lashon HaGemara. Lashon HaGemara, the whole question over there is mutter. It says, bastia is mutter. And, there's nothing else it could mean. I mean, by the tzli, you can say mutter means can you eat the bread? Can you eat the tzli? You know, it doesn't mean you can do it, but it means can you eat it? But the whole question of bastia is a question of is that experience mutter or aser? Are you allowed to breathe in that air? There's no other product that we can talk about. It's not like a cooking where you can say lechatchila shouldn't do it, but you can eat what you cooked. There's no application over there. It's just the bastia itself is asur or mutter. There's no bidyavid over there. Guys don't have to bring a chatas. That's not what we're talking about.
What was the other reason you gave that it contradicts the way the
Riff is? The other reason that's brought down against the Riff in this is, by the bastia, where's the bittel? Where's the bittel? Does the Ran have that question? Yeah. See, the Ran asks both of those questions. He says, just like I read you a minute ago, that Rava goes like Levi, because that's the Riff's whole position, that Rava is going like Levi, as opposed to Tosus. Rava is going like Levi, and Levi says it's asa l'chatchila. So why is the bastia mut l'chatchila? Everybody agrees that's what Rava's saying. That's not a question. Rava's definitely saying l'chatchila. And also, the second problem is when he says that it's like one in a thousand, and he says that also doesn't make sense. Sharei Rava ki amar recha lav milsa hi afilu b'fnei atzmo ka amar. When Rava said recha lav milsa, he said even on its own. Not just in terms of a bittel, but even on its own. That is bastia. Bastia is there's no bittel going on. Yes, or taruvaso. How's it possible to say that on its own you can go right to the recha and breathe it in, and that's lav milsa? But if it gets mixed with bread, now it's not batel be'alav. How is that possible? How is it possible to say on its own is more mutter than mixed into one in a thousand? So these are the difficulties on the with the riff. Strong questions. But forget about the difficulties for a minute. We just get some basic idea of the way you're learning. So how's he learning the basic machlok? I mean, the Bastia is troubling. I think some want to go with the Kavana problem. But they will say that's different because of Kavana. But,
doing it for ingestion?
Yeah.
Doing just to see if it's good?
Right. But by the eating, you're enjoying it. I don't know. It's difficult. In other words, let's just try to posit certain facts that we can about the Rish Shita. From the fact that he says that when Rav holds Recha Milsa, he's learning some sort of a min b'mina lo batel idea, right? It seems to me that the Rif never has an idea of Recha like a full-on substance. The way that Tosfos had it. Tosfos had an idea that everybody agrees Recha is like a full tam. That Recha is like equivalent to tam. And everybody would agree if you put the hot bread on top of the yayin, shatruma, that the bread would be usher. That the bread would be usher. Even if you hold Minvino's bottle. It has nothing to do with that. It's that there is a certain substance of the reich itself. It's a full-bodied substance. Maybe there's questions of if you're in the air of the object or in the very close proximity to the thing itself. That might be a difference between Rav and Levi, but basically everybody agrees if you get down to the real gufa davar, that vapor that's coming off of it is really like a substance. The reich of the thing is like a substance, right? And it's not like a one in a thousand. It's like a real thing, right? But the Rif doesn't seem to hold like that at all. He doesn't seem to know like that at all, because he seems to say that even according to Rav, who's learning Recha Milsa, first of all, he doesn't differentiate between the cases. Right? He doesn't differentiate between a case of the Pas Chama on the Chavis Psucha and the Tzli cases. It's all one thing to him. They're all the same. Right? And he seems to hold that Rav, who holds Recha Milsa, and is going to be the Shita that says that the pas on top of the yayin is usher, that's still only usher because emin b'mino ain't a bottle. Right? Right? He still needs some kind of an idea of emin b'mino ain't a bottle in order to maintain the isser of Recha. So you see, he never really considers Recha to be like a full substance. It's always like a very minor, diluted type of a thing. and the raya is, because in order to say that it's usher, you have to rely on an idea that very minute quantities will still produce usher. Whereas Tosfos doesn't look at it that way. He says, no, you're in the recha. The recha is like like a full contact and absorption of the thing. And it's not a question of, you don't need, extreme ideas of bittel in order to maintain Recha Milsa. Recha Milsa is just like it's not a question of bittel. Everybody agrees. If you hold Recha Milsa, even if you hold regular Yisurim, a bottle of Shishim, it's going to be usher because you have the Recha here. So the Rif never really seems to envision the Recha as a full substance.
Isn't he substance?
But the truth of the matter is, isn't it a good question? I mean, isn't it a good question of Bittel? It is a good question.
What's a good question?
That like he says. He says, Kol Yisur Yisur B'Torah B'Shishim V'Afil Nisarev Gufo Shul Yisur B'Dover Shul Heter. Right? Let's say the Guf HaDover, the full fatty piece of Chazer, falls into your Tarovis. Right? And you have 60 pieces of Heter. So then, what? That's going to be Mutter. That's going to be Mutter. V'kol shekein me'recha ba'alma. So what does it mean? Isn't that a pretty good point? In terms, if you're going to go on substance levels, it would seem it's true that the concentration of substance of a 1 to 60 is greater than just being in the vapor of something. I mean, can it be more than 160? Can it be a... You don't even see anything changing. You don't even see anything diminishing in the... I don't know. I mean, this is a very big part of his whole story. We have to really concentrate on this.
And that differentiates him from Tosfos very much.
Very much. So how would you make that? How would you define that differentiation? I mean, from the riff, one thing is clear. He's only looking at it. He's looking at it in a very linear way, right? He's looking at it in a very linear way. He's saying there's the substance of the Isser, and then there's just questions of how much of this Isser is in your Heter. And there are different ways of exchanging the different ways of mixing the Isser into the Heter. One way is by cooking it together. Another way is by fumigating with it, right? And the recha is just a way of injecting particles of the substance into your heter, right? Like what did we say last year? What did we say last year? We said, what is tam? What is tam? It's just very small particles of substance. Right? It's not a new thing. It's not like you have the thing and it's tam. Maybe if you were an Aristotelian, you'd say that. But practically speaking, how does its tam go into the food? Because little bits of it are going into your food and you taste them. Right? So the riff is saying the same thing. Recha is just also little bits of things, right? It's just little bits of the substance. So fine, it can be nisarev, you can be ma'arev bits of substance through bishul, and you can be ma'arev bits of substance through reach, right? Through the reach, but it's not a different phenomenon. It's just a question of ratios. So how much time, we already know that a certain amount of time that goes into your food is mutter. So there's no difference if this is much less. If this is much less, it should also be mutter. Right? Whereas Tosfos seems to be learning what? And therefore, he says, so how can you say Recha Milsa? Right? The only way you can say Recha Milsa is if some reason, somehow, you say there's no Bittel, even though it's less going in, but there's no Bittel. For some reason, we have to say there's no Bittel. Right? But Toso seems to be learning that Recha Milsa means it's like a separate Heftza of the, it's like a separate component, an independent component of the, or a second a component of the substance. You know what I mean? And it's true, Tam is Batal Echad B'Shishim, but the substance, the object has different expressions. It has an expression through Tam, it has an expression through Reach, and you can't learn one from the other. right? A different phenomena. It has a phenomena of tam, and has a phenomenon of reach. It's not, you can't break it down into questions of substance. He holds a certain quality of tam, and then there's a certain quality, of course, is produced through amount of substance, but we don't deconstruct everything down to its component parts and say reduce all time down to a concentration of substance, and then reduce reach down to a concentration of substance, and say if this concentration is mutter, then that concentration is, then it's mutter. If this concentration is mutter in time, then it's mutter in reach. Tosafot says no, reicha is a separate kind of a quality. So it's very possible that the rules of bittul by tam have nothing to do with the rules of bittul by reach. But the riff is not learning that way. He's learning it's all one linear idea. It's just a matter of the substance being this arev into the iser. And if they set a shear of bittul by tam, then that's the shear of bittul in terms of this substance, in terms of the substance of iser and heter, that's the shear of bittul. Now, basically what I'm trying to say is, according to the Rif, is looking at reach as just like an extension of tam, just like a further dilution of tam. A further dilution of tam in the sense that it's a smaller quantity of the iser in your heter. So then if it's not batel, if it's smaller, it should definitely be batel. You're right, it should be batel. You'd have to hold from an idea of min bimino is not batel in order to maintain the iser reach. Whereas Tosus is learning, they're totally different things. Recha milsa means it's like another primary substance of iser. And you can't bring any ideas of bittul from tam to reach. So it has nothing to do with Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanim. But it does bring us to the difficult question we left off with yesterday. So then what is this idea of min bimino lo batel? What is this idea of min bimino lo batel?
Why isn't there ein amino?
Right, why isn't there ein amino? Why don't we say min bishen amino, even according to Rabbi Yehuda, is not batel? I mean, is batel. Min bishen amino, according to Rabbi Yehuda, is batel. Even Rabbi Yehuda holds min bimino is not batel. He agrees min bishen amino is batel. So pas and yayin is min b'shein amino, and that's one of the main cases of recha milsa. So how can you say recha milsa means min b'mino is not batol, and yet it's in the case of min b'shein amino? That then you're changing the premises already. Can't find the button. You ever see the case of chazusa? Chazusa is appearance. In other words, if Isser is Nisarev into Heter, and it's Batel already B'shishim, but let's say it gives a color to the Isser. Right?
Like blood and water?
No. Blood and water is special. It's a special question.
Like it makes it darker, you mean?
Like a dye. Like they have these dyes that they make out of crushed bugs. Right? Have you heard that? Carmine? No?
Carmine,
yeah.
The origin of bug juice?
Maybe. It's a red dye, and the way they get it is by crushing these poor little bugs, and they have this dye inside of them. And I mean, probably a little more to it than that, but basically it's crushed up bugs that gives this red color. So how much dye do they use in your M&Ms, in your red M&Ms? Very, very little. I'm sorry, am I ruining it for you?
This is wrong.
it's been the evidence, it's done already. But so that's the old question. Do you say that the Isser is far, far bottle? I mean, it's a tiny, minuscule amount, but it gives a color. That's called Chazusa. Yeah, that's right. Okay. So it goes like this. It's in Kuf Beis. People make a lot of people make a mistake about this this halacha. So at least it'll be worth it just for that. So it goes like this. Kol davar sheyesh lamatirin. I think if you have a good memory, you might remember we did something like this 2 years ago. Kol dover sheish lamatir, and you go in beitza shenolda biyom tov sheruuya lamachar. Im nis arva b'acheros bein shleima bein shufa, ain a b'telaf filo belaf. Okay, so that's the basic din we mentioned before, that the egg that's born on Yom Tov, right? I mean, Shabbos too, but the thing is, what you can do with a raw egg on Shabbos. So, if it's born on Yom Tov, and you can use it tomorrow, so if it gets mixed up with others, whether it's whole or broken, doesn't matter, because it's not like a barrier question, it's just a... so it's not bottle fuel belef. Vafilu safik im nolda b'Yom Tov, v'nis arva b'acheros nesuros. That's a chumrah. V'im nis arva b'she'ena mina b'tele b'shishim. So that's our old rule, right? We know that well. That even though we say davar sheish lamatirin is a filu be'elef lo bottle, that's dafka min b'mino, but not min b'she'ena mino. So that's another problem with the riff. It's a parallel kind of a problem. It's a parallel kind of a problem, right? Because the riff says two funny things about min b'mino, min b'she'ena mino. Okay, he said two funny things where he seems to be ignoring the chilik of min b'mino and min b'shein amino. First of all, he said that recha milsa is because you hold min b'mino. But he even means that by min b'shein amino cases. Right? And the second one, you might not have noticed, the second one is he said that the bread, why can't you eat the bread that was cooked with the meat? Because it's davar sheish lamatirin. But that's only by min b'mino. And we're talking about a min b'shein amino case. So on two cases, the riff is failing to distinguish between min b'mino and min b'shein amino, which is inexcusable for a rishon of his magnitude. he's saying that it's a din of min b'mino lo batol. That's why we hold the whole thing of recha is totally on min b'mino lo batol. But we hold recha even in cases of min b'shein amino. I mean, the whole beginning idea of is min b'shein. Pass on the ayin is min b'shein amino. And secondly, he takes a case of pas and basar, and he says it's a davar sheish lamatirin. Right, the Ron jumps on him right away about that. Aside for a strange definition of what is called davar sheish lamatirin, it's problematic because even by a davar sheish lamatirin, we say it's only in a min b'mino. Yeah, he says that right away. I don't know if he says it, but he references it. But anyway, so listen to this halacha, okay? This is halacha by davar sheish lamatirin. So maybe if we can answer it by davar sheish lamatirin, we can figure it out by the basic din. Okay, so that's the din. If it's a beitza that shenolda b'yom tov, so it's a davar sheish lamatirin, so it's going to be batal b'sheina. It's ain't a batal b'mino, but it's batal b'sheina mino. Now listen to the Ramah. Hago, mihu im lavno bo ma'achal, o nosno b'kedera l'sakein ha'kedera, kegon shemal'ua b'tarnegoles, ain't a b'tela. So we'll focus on the first half. If it whitens the food,
the egg.
If the egg whitens the food, okay, or somehow it fixes it, then it's not bottle. Now many have stumbled on this Rama, and few have risen. No. So many people read this Ramah in isolation, and they just think he means anything that gives food color is not batal. Okay, but why would that be here? It's wrong. It's only in a davar sheish lamatirin he's talking about. So what does that mean? Somehow, whitening the food brings it into a status of a min bimino. Because that's our rule. Davish Yishamatirin is only usher min bimino. So the Ramah says, and that's how the Mechaber ends. V'im nis arva b'shein amino b'tela b'shishim. Hagah. Mihu im liv im lavno boh machal. O nosno b'kedera l'sakein ha'kedera. Kigon shem mal uha b'tarne goles eina b'tela. That makes it like a min bimino. Does anybody remember this at all? Do you remember? Yeah, so the Shach says, Kevan de lechazusa ovid lo botil, ki de isa b'or chayim. And then he says, O nosno b'kedera kide lesakein, hatam kosav marai sham de kol shen nosnen ze b'ze lesakein ze ese mikri min bimino. Kigon mayim u'melach b'isa. Tichashiva min bimino. Kevan shem mesaknin ha'isa. Because that's the case in Beitza. This all comes from the case in Beitza. The Gemara says in Beitza, I'm just going from memory, but the case was basically, if you have, remember the case where the woman wanted to borrow ingredients from different people, right? And each person had a different tchum. And the tchumen overlapped on her house, right? So it said she can bake it, but she can't take it anywhere. She can only take it where the tchumen meet, where the tchumen overlap, right? So the Gemara asks, why don't you say it's batel? The salt is batel, the water is whatever. One of the ingredients is rove, some of the ingredients are rove over the other ones. So they come out, maybe it's the Tosus asked the question, but that's where they come out. They want to say, no, flour, water, and salt are all like a min bimino, because they're both a sakin and sakadera. Wild, huh?
This doesn't sound like what folks about min bimino on...
Okay, so what is the svara? And does this apply to everything? I mean, why isn't it applied to everything? Why is it only Davish Yishamatirin? So the idea is like this. In other words, we're saying by a Davish Yishamatirin, if it's a min bimino, it's not batal. Right? By a Davish Yishamatirin, if it's a min bimino, it's not batal. Other things, min bimino is batal. Right, so that's the answer to your question. Other things, min bimino is batal. It's just a strange din by Davish Yishamatirin that a filu be'elef lo batal if it has a shame of a min bimino. So what are they saying over here? They're saying, how do you define min bimino? That it all is unified into one purpose. They all give each other the basic shame tafshil. In other words, there's no tafshil of salt, there's no tafshil of water, there's no tafshil of flour. But flour, water, and salt make a bread. So what do you have here? You just have one thing. Everything is functioning together. Everything is functioning together. And the color also is part of the quality. Everything has a quality. Everything has a color. So you don't differentiate, you don't say the thing and it's part of the thing itself. In other words, this is not a strict min bimino like Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan necessarily. It's somewhat of a different idea of a min bimino. You're saying that you don't view it as any components. You don't break it down and say, what do you have in there? I'm having a little salt, water, and flour. I'm having some flour with my salt and water.
Nice.
But you could say I'm having a stew with potatoes and there's the general and then there's the pratim, whatever it is, but the point is they want to say like this, that over here there's an idea of a min bimino, not necessarily in the shame and in the tam, but in the the shame of the tafshil itself, that they're all together, they're all one entity. And chazusa also comes out that way. It's interesting. Chazusa also comes out that way. Why? I would just guess. I'm just guessing. Because everything has a color. You know what I'm trying to get at? Everything has to have a color. So, it's true. Aristotle wouldn't like these halachas, right? You say there's it's an accident, but in reality, nobody's ever seen a color without a substance, or a substance without some quality of color. So, lemaisa, they have to be together. Lemaisa, they're one thing. Lemaisa, they're one thing. So you don't say it's a min b'shein amino. It's just the min. You have a red apple. That's what it is. It's not an apple and redness. Right? It's a red apple. So it's a min b'mino. I have no idea. I'm just desperately trying to find something to. I have no grand plan over here.
When you say ingredients,
are not right? Now, the similarity to mimbamino is that you can't break it up into components that express themselves. They have one expression in this mixture of bread. Can't say, well, I taste, you can't break it down. See, apparently it's a machlokus if by chazusa, if it has to give taste also, or just chazusa. But, but it's not talking about stam chazusa. Yeah. See, that's what the gra goes over here. Ayin bar hetev, he says. Sham, he says, midi dil chazusa. Yeah, truth of the matter is the whole thing is difficult. The whole thing is difficult. Chazusa. Yes, he says, ayin sham, I guess it's sif gimel. Rasul Amar, kol shebo lesakein, anything that's coming to fix. Bein lechazusa, o letayma havi min b'mino. So it's dafka, the chazusa is only in the context of min b'mino. Right? Avol mishum chazusa below davar sheyesh matirin ein oser. The Gra says it openly. That's the Gra. I mean, maybe there's someone who argues, but that's the straight, clear reading from the Gra. That not that we hold an iser of chazusa, but we hold the chazusa, something that is given for chazusa, and that's part of the color is part of the thing itself. That's not called a min b'mino. But I think the Gra goes even further. He wants to say that this whole thing is a machlokas. Some want to say chazus is only really usher if it's from avodas kachavim. But anyway, you should know that though. I mean, people get a little wild with the chazus business. All right, we're still stuck with the riff. We're still stuck with the riff. Why, if in the air it's mutter, if Levi holds its mutter in the tzli b'di eved because of the bittul, so then you have the Ran's two questions, powerful questions. So then why in the Bastia is it A, bittul, there's no bittul at all, and B, mutter l'chadchila? It's the opposite. It should be worse in the Bastia than in the Tzli. But for some reason, he's coming out, it's better. Okay, we have a lot of way of work. I mean, and the truth is, nobody tries to find an answer for this. I mean, I told you, the Ramban, who defends the Rif, has a totally different svara for these questions. He doesn't agree with him on these svaras. He has a different svara for Recha. He can't work out the Rif. But I mean, the Rif had to have some idea. All right, let's think about it a little bit more.
I mean, that's really
and we'll try to do the other sheetahs.